Okay, Liz, Colin said before that you guys were looking to do something extremely difficult. You're directing, you know, yourself and, you know, 17, 18 other people. How difficult was that?
Colin is a bit of a genius, and he wrote an incredible story. And what's awesome about his story, and he's fully truthful about this, is that he never once takes into the account that we need to stage it. So it leaves me to be able to imagine a ton of different ways and capabilities of putting it on its feet. And the story is written really cinematically and not really theatrically at all. So it's been an excellent challenge and a lot of fun to sort of marry the two genres. And what I mean by this is there are scenes within scenes, there are overlapping scenes. Although it's very theatrical, it has a huge cinematic feel to it, and it plays like a movie, not necessarily like a musical. But it has been a challenge, and there have been times where we're like, wow, how are we going to do this? Well, we'll figure it out.
What are some of the challenges you guys faced, and how did you guys, like, eventually get it done?
Go ahead.
Well, one of the challenges is definitely that we have a machine in it that has to represent a lot of different things. It's Roscoe's machine that he starts off as kind of like a car kind of thing that goes into an airplane, that goes into a rocket ship. And to be able to do that on stage and still keep it interesting for an audience, because you can't have a guy just sitting in a chair for an entire song or for an entire speech and make it, you know, and keep the audience interested in it. So Liz had to really figure out ways to stage that and to make the machine look like it was doing something with, you know, a very limited way of doing that.